Greetings and shalom in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are a little deep into understanding the work that God has done to bring two groups together. The last time we were looking at the process through which God reconciled or God brought the two families together to become one. The way Jesus, the transactions through which Christ did, he died, he said he died so that he may bring the Jews who are near and the Gentiles who are far to become one. And through his cross, he destroyed the hostility or the barrier of hostility that had separated them. Remember, in the temple of worship, the Jews had six sections of a temple. In their temple, there are six sections. And the Gentiles were supposed to stay in the outer courts, where there was no light. And there was a warning for the Gentiles not to cross beyond a particular level. Failure to that, if they did that in that temple, the place of worship, they would die. You are told, if you cross here, you die. Can you imagine you have gone to worship God and you have been you have been restricted to a place that don't go beyond there. Now, it was known that the Jews were the leader of the whole world. It was known that God, it was revealed that God had chosen the Jews, Abraham, and blessed him to become a blessing to the nation. That one discovered. So Christ had to come and break that war of hostility. When Jesus died and the veil at the cross, and the veil at the temple broke into two from the top, showing that it was God's will. What there was here was to show that it was God's will to be able to bring the two groups to become one. That's what we discovered. Now, at this session, which is Ephesians 3, we want to concentrate on verses 1 to 13. We want to now focus on a very important point. And the point is discovering the mystery of the body. Discovering the mystery of the body. What is the mystery? The mystery is both Jews and Gentiles are equal in the body. They make one body. Why? What is a mystery? A mystery was something that was not known in the past, but now it's known. Mystery is information that was kept to some groups or that was not even revealed then, but now revealed. It was not revealed, it was not kept secret because God keeps things secret, but because those that were supposed to know were not mature enough to realize or to understand. Just like today, when we have got babies, our own children, you cannot give them the title deed. You cannot tell them about the pieces of land and the wealth you have as a father, although they are your children. Why? Because they're still young. Now that's a mystery. It is kept secret until they come to age, of age. So the most important or the great important thing is for us to become of age. And that can only, so that we can be able to know the information, that mystery. So at this time, we want to look at God's mysterious plan or marvelous plan for the Gentiles and for the body of Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament, as we were mentioning, is that it was very clear that God had chosen Abram, a man called Abram, who is the first Jew, and blessed him to go and take the blessings to the Gentiles. And the Jews kept knowing that they were the only blessed people. It was a mystery that Jews were also equal in the same share, in the same blessing. So here, we want to focus on this great message that we are both equal to the Jews. The death of Jesus Christ has made us one. For what purpose? Why has God done? Why has Christ brought us together? We discovered in the last session that God intended to indwell the world through us. He wants to incarnate the world through us. So wherever we go, I want us to know that we are God's dwelling place, that we are housing God. We are the case through which, we are the container through which God dwells here on earth. So wherever I am, the kingdom of God is there. Christ is there. The Holy Spirit is operating. What a privileged position. Let's look at this plan. It's called mysterious. It's a mystery. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles, I want you to realize that this mystery was revealed to God, was revealed to Paul by God. When Paul got born again, God gave him a privileged position to reveal this mystery. Thank God for saving Paul. Paul is very critical in our lives. We are not going to worship him, but it's good to realize the position God has given Paul as an apostle to us, the Gentiles, because God revealed to him. And it was through when he was taken to prison. He says he was a prisoner because of that information. Because of that message, Paul became a prisoner. I want you to realize that the message or the mystery we are talking about costed some people like Paul to be in prison almost throughout their lives. When they revealed this message, when they told the Jews that God had brought the Gentiles in. I want you to remember that when Paul would talk about how God blessed Abraham and he sent him to the world, the Jews would listen. But when he would mention the name Gentile, they would wake up like mad people and wanted to tear Paul away. Why? Because they have never wanted to hear that the Gentiles are equal. And this is what many of us are. We don't want to hear that other nations, other people who are getting born again, are equal with us. The same measure in the kingdom of God. That message is not loved by many of us. May we come to this knowledge that we are equal in God's message. So Paul became a prisoner because of revealing this message. So he says, surely you have heard about the administration. This is chapter 3 of Revelation, verses 2 now. Surely you have heard about the administration or the stewardship of God's grace that was given me for you. He is now giving how he was able to get this revelation, how he was able to get to understand this mystery. He calls it is by God's grace. It was God who revealed to him. He's called it, you know, this administration of God's grace. You know, God is administering his grace to everyone equally. But then he says it was through him that he came and preached to to the Gentiles. That is the mystery made known to me by revelation. That mystery that we are equal with the Jews. as I have already written briefly. Verse 4, in reading this, then, you will be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ. What is this mystery of Christ? Which was not made known to people in other generations, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to God's holy apostles and prophets. Now, this mystery has been revealed by the Holy Spirit to apostles and prophets, and Paul being one of them. What's the mystery? This mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel. That's the mystery. Hallelujah. They are members together in one body and sharers together in the promise in Jesus Christ. So they are sharers together. They are one. They are members together in, or members together of one body. You cannot say which part is more important in a body. You cannot single out and say that the organ that is called heart is better than the toe. No, it's one body. It has got the same blood. So this was the mystery. It was not known in the Old Testament. It was not revealed. But through the Spirit, through the death of Jesus Christ, this message has been revealed to the apostles and prophets. And this is the message that we keep preaching. And now we are sharers together in the promise in Jesus Christ. Are there promises given to Jesus? We share equally. I became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace given me through the working of his power. Although I am less than the least of all the Lord's people, his grace was given me to preach to the Gentiles the boundless riches of Christ. So Paul is talking about how he became an apostle to preach this message. This is the message that Paul kept on preaching. He calls it the good news. Indeed, it is the good news. What the Jews would not do, it has been done through Jesus Christ. And he came to preach this boundless riches of Christ and to make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery. He wants to make it plain, this administration of this mystery. He is making it plain, which for ages past was kept hidden in God who created all things. His intent was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms according to his eternal purpose that he accomplished in Christ Jesus. Now, I want you to see that that message is preached not only to, not to the Jews and to the Gentiles. They should first of all know, but after they have known that they are the church is supposed to make that and declare that to, to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms. Angels did not know this. This message, which they have heard about it, they were waiting to see what the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ was pointing to. And the angels desired to see and to know, what is this ministration of this plan of God? What is this plan of God looking like? The death of Jesus Christ. And it is the church that is supposed to make it known. When the church remains as church, the angels, both good and evil, are able to know what this wisdom of God is. The wisdom of God is not known here on earth. But through the church, what we say, what we do, and what we become the channel through which God make his grace or this, this plan or those, that mystery to be known by the rulers of the heavenlies. And then he said, in him and through him and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. I ask you, therefore, not to be discouraged because of my suffering for you, which are, which are your glory. Now, so Paul finishes by saying, don't feel bad that I am in chain, because I am in chain. I am a servant of God. The chains I'm having, I'm a prisoner of Jesus, because when this mystery was revealed to me, I've made it known to you. I've made it known to the Jews. And for that reason, they have put chains on me. Ideally, it was the Jews, majorly, who actually put Paul in chain. Ideally, it is the Jews who did that. Why? Because Paul preached that they are equal with the Gentiles. They didn't want to hear that. Of course, it was a mystery for them. It was not made known. So this is good to know, that Paul became a prisoner because of this mystery. And he told them, don't become discouraged. My suffering, you should also rejoice about it. So Paul looked at it. And also Paul remembered that when God called him, he said that you will be my chosen instrument to the Gentiles, to the Jews, and their kings. And that's what Paul's ministry was. Father, open our eyes to understand the ministration of this mystery, that you look at us as equal in the body of Christ. In Jesus' name.